Hi, everyone. Welcome to Girl Code.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the new stew. So we have a very special guest in today, Isabel Clark. You may know her from social media. She has over like a million followers across her platforms. Absolutely slaying. She posts fashion, lifestyle, beauty, and really touches a lot on mental health too, which we're going to dive into in this episode. We had Belle on, was it
two years ago,
and I think this episode is just such a great reference point of the growth in that time.
I loved this episode and watching the place she's in now compared to where she was and how she's grown. It's just so nice. So, and she also gives some really good tips if you guys are going through anything mental health related. So hopefully you guys can get some good things out of this episode.
Obviously, we also get the tea, okay?
Oh yeah, there's some LA tea.
A new man on the horizon.
A new bae,
if you will. We cover it all. So hopefully, yeah, we hope you all enjoy. Welcome to our guest, Isabel.
Hi.
Yay, snaps for Isabel. Snaps. We do that.
Can I snap for myself?
Yeah, yes. Snap for yourself. Yay.
We encourage snapping for yourself.
Okay, yeah. Yay.
You're our first return guest. We just realized.
I am. I'm very happy to be your return guest.
First return guest. I think the last time we recorded with you.
2 years ago?
Yeah, I think it was about 2 years ago.
Wow.
A lot has changed.
I actually went back and listened to the episode. Did you? Have you listened back to it since we did it?
Honestly, traumatic when I think about that time. So I just, in a good way.
Yeah.
In a good way. So no, we just leave it.
We block that out.
You know, I was that. Now I'm not. It's all good. Exactly.
The episode was great to make you feel better. I listened to it again. There was a lot of great tangible advice, but I think it's very obvious, I guess, we know you and so much has changed in that time. You've grown a lot. You've learned some new stuff.
Your frontal lobe developed
last week.
Yeah.
I'm excited to do this episode and talk about, the growth, new vibes. I hear there's a new bae. There's so many things going on.
A new bae.
A new love interest. Anyone who didn't listen to the first episode or doesn't know Belle or doesn't know that we're all friends, let's tell them. How did we all meet? When was it?
How did we meet? Were we 18?
We would have been 19 maybe and you
I
were 18.
Yeah. I was 18 and I like just started doing Instagram. We all were with the same agency.
We all got signed to the same agency at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, they kind of just like were trying to make us all, friends in a way because we're all from different areas, all doing the same thing.
Yeah, they wanted us to be friends. And I think they did, but it just worked. Like we made friends ourselves.
It organically worked out, not even in a forced way.
Yeah.
And that was, 6 years ago?
That's crazy to think about, 6 years.
Wow.
You're someone online.
I am someone online.
That was the worst intro.
You are online.
You are someone who is online. Isabel, if you don't know, we obviously described in the intro, but you're a full-time social media content creator.
Yep.
As well as many, many other things.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing that we both really admire that you do online that not a lot of creators do or do it the way that you do. Is you're very vulnerable about your personal mental health journey and a lot of that side of your life online, which takes immense, immense courage. I want to ask how you're feeling right now.
I'm like probably the best I've ever been. Not in like a, I'm like really, really high up right now. Like I've been very good for a very long time and I'm used to being okay, if that makes sense, which I haven't. When I last spoke to you, I thought I just came out of the other side of it and I was like riding high on life, like everything's fine. But no, I've been like very stable, balanced, good for like a long time. Even though I've dealt with a lot in the last year, I feel like I've come a long way this year.
That is some growth.
Yeah.
That's a snap.
That is a snap.
I'm very proud of myself.
I'm proud of you too. And if you don't mind me asking, for anyone who doesn't know, are you able to open up about what it is in particular that you struggle with?
I was a very sad girl for a very long time. And then that kind of fuels anxiety and then anxiety turned into more that would end up crippling. Like I couldn't get out of bed some days. You would have to come over and make sure I was drinking water. I would go to your house whenever I, was breaking down. So it was... I was just very unstable, very unhappy, bad relationships, bad life choices. It all adds to it.
But you've put in a lot of work, which we'll obviously touch on later, which I think is amazing.
What made you actually want to start sharing your mental health struggles with your audience?
When I would come home after a long day of like shooting content all day, putting on my makeup, pretending, and then coming home and being and still feeling that anxious, you know, weight on my chest, not being able to deal with it, and then have to post and pretend like, you know, life was all fine and dandy when it wasn't. And I felt really alone when I would like scroll, you know, I would see everyone else's lives online and they all looked amazing. They were going out for great lunches. And like, I was doing that too, but I wasn't seeing whenever anyone would come home and, you know, that they were struggling or that they were even stressed about work or anything. It was all like just a highlight reel. And I was like, I feel like there are girls out there that are like me, younger than me. I've got two little sisters and I thought about what I would want them to consume like online. Like, you're never going to get away from advertising and marketing and like nice photos and things like that. But it's, I wanted to give something a bit more real. And then I feel like in doing that, I gave myself longevity in my career because I was about to like up and leave because I was like, this isn't me. I can't keep faking it. I just wanted to be real. And yeah, it turned into something really great.
Through sharing the journey, it gave you almost purpose to being on social media, not such gave, like a,
yeah.
What's the other word?
It's like surface level.
Surface level.
Yeah. For me, I needed that because I have always wanted to do something that helped people. And I ended up, you know, dropping out of a degree that I was adamant I wanted to do and taking photos for a living at the time. That's all it was. And I was like, I can't keep doing this and, you know, not have any more substance. So yeah, it did give me purpose for sure.
I think that's important as well, just in general. It's like when you follow your beliefs and your purpose and what's important to you, the money and everything else will follow. Good. You know, if you kept like, it's the worst analogy, but like beating a dead horse, right? It's like when... I've said that like four times in the last 2 days because I'm like, you know.
It's like a dad saying.
It's so aggressive and graphic.
It actually is. I'm sorry for saying that, but you guys know what I mean. It's like you just keep trying to make something work, but you don't feel aligned with it. You're doing it for, you know, money or because you feel like you have to.
And I would cry whenever like, I would. Yeah, I would cry in front of the camera all the time and have to like edit it out in my vlogs.
That is so sad.
And then I literally would like sit there and be like, what am I doing? Why am I not like talking about how I'm feeling? You know, it's going to make someone else feel better. If it makes one person feel better, it'll, you know, job done.
Well, it definitely has. So you have a community.
Yes, I have a very, very special community. It's a private account on Instagram. It's called Sunflower Babies, based off my favorite flower. And yeah, you can only get accepted if, you know, I prove that you're like an actual person. I go through and accept them all myself. They've got their little like a community page on Facebook. They've made friends. They like,
I love the meetups.
Yeah, we've like had picnics together. I post unfiltered photos. The girls have like made friends between themselves. They've like flown interstate for Christmas for each other.
Oh my God.
They've gotten like, I've written Sunflower Babies on like a piece of paper and girls have gotten my handwriting tattooed because of the page. Like it was my lifeline, but to know that it was so many other girls' lifeline and boys, everyone.
Wow. Yeah,
really makes it worth
it. Actually,
that
gives me chills a little bit.
No, when I think about it, when such I sit community. And actually think about it, I'm like, holy shit. Even like my handwriting's on someone's arm. Like, what do you mean?
Do you think as well through helping other people with their journey, do you think it's in turn helped you go through your journey? Because, you know, when you teach people things, it kind of reiterates it in your mind. You're like, you know, this is what you need to do. And you're like, oh, actually, yeah, I need to do that.
No, absolutely. I would literally be like, my therapist has said this, but this is how I feel about it. I don't know what to do. Question box. And then the girls would, you know, give me their answers, give me their feedback. And then we'd sit on live and talk about it. You know, like it was basically like a little group chat for a hot minute there.
Through having this online community, with obviously, I guess, majority women, but it can be anyone. What do you feel is the most common, I guess, issue that people are dealing with?
I would say between like body image, boys, body image and self-worth, boys, and then like anxious days, slump days, like not having any motivation, but they're all kind of intertwined.
Yeah.
You know, like a boy will say something, then that'll affect your self-worth, and then you'll feel like you can't do any work, you know, like they're all kind of, yeah, they all connect. But it's sad, but that's definitely the most common pattern.
What would you say to someone who was right now in this second having an anxious day? They're listening to this. They're like, I have felt off all day. What would you say? They're in the car. What are they doing?
I would literally sit on Google and be like, I'm anxious. I'm about to have a panic attack. What do I do? And Google would be like, just take a few deep breaths. Like, you'll be good. And I would be like, that's not going to help. It actually does help. You did it with me before. Breath work does help. It regulates your body. Anxiety is a physical and a mental thing. So breathing exercises really do help. They also bring me out of panic attacks, but you really have to focus and it takes a lot of strength to do that. So there's a lot to admire if you can do that. I would say prioritize your tasks for the day and prioritize your well-being within those tasks. So if you have a bunch of work to do, you're not going to get that work done unless you look after yourself first. So whether it's taking a walk, whether it's cooking, like I will turn my phone off. Caitlin, you know this. I will turn my phone off for like 2 hours, bake a cake, and then come back and I'll normally feel a bit better. And if I don't, just kind of manage it at a time. But self-depreciating thoughts or like negative thoughts are the things that hinder anything, any progress whenever you're anxious. So try and steer away from those, be kind to yourself, and normally you will bring yourself out of it.
What do you do if you're having intrusive, like negative thoughts in an anxious state? How do you like bing bong them away?
So I have, this is like the topic that comes up most in my therapy sessions. I speak to my therapist once a fortnight and it's a consistent thing with me. It's just something that I have always had. I have always believed that that's always why I've kind of done well, because I'm like, I've got this little voice in my head telling me not to, that I can't do something, so I want to prove it wrong. But my therapist has kind of helped me label that as not me. Like, that little voice isn't you. That's not how you would talk to yourself. That's not how you would talk to your friends. You need to label that as something external. So my therapist has told me to label it the critic.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, label it the critic. It's not you. You're not talking to yourself like that. And kind of acknowledge that as something separate from you. Keep it separate and like just continue that pattern until that kind of fades away.
So like a little devil on your shoulder. It's like, shut up.
So it's not actually you kind of separate.
Yeah, it's like, no, I don't want to listen to you. Shut up.
I'm not anxious. The critic is just really bitchy right now.
Even like your makeup doesn't actually look bad. Like you're fine. You're just thinking that because the critic is saying that. Very helpful thought pattern for me anyway.
It's so simple, but I can see how that's effective. Yeah. Just removing it from yourself.
Yeah. I would internalize it and be like, why am I also so mean to myself? Like I'm a bad person because I can talk like this, but it's not you. Normally it's like anxiety fueled thoughts that, I mean, they're not helpful at all, but yeah. Anyway.
Not helpful whatsoever. Thank you so much.
No, but you can't help it. You can't. That's what anxiety is. It forces overthinking.
So you've shared a bit about how you use both. I guess to explain, it would be holistic versus medical medication to manage your anxiety. What do you find that works best for you?
I was adamant that I would not take any medication. Like I was like, I am not crazy. I'm not taking meds because there's a stereotype around it. But once I actually was like, maybe I should probably look into this. I'm going to go speak to my doctor about it. He basically said that once you get to a point where your serotonin is so low, it cannot replenish itself. Like it needs a certain level to replenish itself and you need medication to do that. Otherwise you'll just keep like using that
wow.
Yeah, amount. And I was like, right. So, and he was like, and yours is obviously extremely low, Isabel. That's why he can't get out of bed right now. Like, we probably need to do something about it. And I was like, okay, like, I'll try it. Still really hesitant. I was like, I'm just going to take these like once every second day. And I told my doctor that, and they were like, you've got to, with, you know, same time every day, commit to it. Did it, committed to it. First 2 months, completely different person. Like, you guys can probably remember how I started to get gradually a bit better.
Yes.
But in saying that, yes, it was good for like the first few months, but it got to the point where I was like, okay, the meds are working. I feel better, but there's still that extra part of me that needs a little bit more. And I'm a very spiritual person. I'm a very energy focused person. And I feel like that you need more holistic, you know, approaches to fill that little gap, whether it's, you know, a kinesiologist. I see one of those. It's like an energy healer. But she uses Chinese based medicine, and it connects like elements to like parts of your body, to numbers. And like, it's a full thing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Once I started implementing that, I felt brand new. I felt like I had someone that heard me on a deeper level, not just seeing my treatment as, yeah, you've got this diagnosis, here's some meds, like it will help. And it did. But she was like, I see you as a person, you feel this way because of this. There was like DNA energy tracing, and like we did like extra therapy of like family trauma that I didn't know about that she would bring up. I saw a bunch of psychics. Like, it was great. It was really great.
So you combine a bit of everything.
I need that though. Like, I've met a few people that, like, yes, they're sad, but they know why they're sad, and that's it. And, you know, meds are great for them because that's, you know, that's all they need. But I needed more.
So it's kind of, I guess, finding what works for you.
Exactly. Finding what works for you.
Some people are so passionate either side, and there's like, they don't allow room for the two to overlap. And I like that you do that. It's like you have, this is doing this job, but like you need this to.
Yeah. And whether it's like finding, like choosing to do like take the holistic route first and, you know, seeing if that works. And then if that doesn't, then trying something else, like you can do it that way. But I definitely need both for like that full circle approach. Oh, that's another thing I would say. Do not see a psychic when you're in this state. Do not see a psychic in this state.
Really?
Because you're going to be looking for answers that you're not ready to hear.
Interesting.
Like, if you're not mentally stable and you don't know how you are right now and why the way, like, why you feel the way you feel right now, why are you worrying about the future? You know, it's just going to add to whatever you're overthinking about currently.
That's a great point. I guess it ties into what you were saying before. It's like, if you're having an anxious day, don't worry about all these other things.
Do work like, until like you feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. Start at the baseline.
Mm-hmm.
Get the foundations good.
Foundations.
Feel it, eating good, sleeping right, and then slowly chip away.
Yeah. And sometimes it does come down to basic needs.
Yeah. What is it? The hierarchy of needs or something?
Hierarchy of needs. Thing, exactly. Right? It is. It is. Yep. That's how like people can tell when you're presented to a psych ward what you need. That's
really
what they go off.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Do they smell? Have they showered? Are they like looking after themselves, like based of appearance? Have they eaten? Like that type of thing. Yeah.
Makes sense.
It does.
There's no point if you're already in that state overwhelming yourself with all these things you now have to do to feel
exactly.
better when you don't.
You don't need a psychic to tell you you're going on an overseas trip in 3 years and like how, like you're going to start thinking about how you need to save for that. Like, hey, like what are you going to wear? No. No, eat your food, go take a walk and focus on your to-do list, and then, you know, see your psychic down the path.
We'll get there later.
Yeah, you'll get there.
After the last episode, obviously that relationship did not work out.
No.
What would you tell yourself if you could go back in time and you were dealing with that breakup? What would your advice be to?
That breakup or my worst breakup?
Go your worst breakup.
I would tell myself, I think it starts in the relationship, right? If you, and girls will know what I'm talking about, if there is that little voice in your tummy that is like, this isn't right, like this feels wrong, circumstances in our relationship are making me feel anxious, like they're adding to however I'm feeling and it's not in a good way. If you notice that, that's kind of a sign that something's not right. You know, you need to listen to that. There's no point pushing through that. It's just going to make you lose yourself a little bit because you won't be listening to your needs. Like your body's trying to tell you something. And then by the time, you know, it gets to it, you keep ignoring it. You end. It is probably going to be a lot worse than from the start. So I would probably end things as soon as I felt that, or listen to it at least acknowledge it. But say we did break up and I was that person again, I would probably not stalk any,
it's a big one,
any socials. That was like the number one kind of additive to my anxiety at that time. I would stalk, and like when I said I mean stalk, like every post, every comment, who liked what comment, what does she look like? Awful thing to do. It's not going to add to you.
And then you see things you don't want to see.
Yeah, you see things you don't want to see. Also, you're subscribing to someone that doesn't want you. I mean, if you've ended it, you don't want them, and that's for a reason why you're looking at their page. You know, it's just you need to focus on you. If you've ended it, you're taking the time to focus on you. If they've ended it, you don't want someone that doesn't want you. Don't look at their page.
Are you pro-block?
I honestly, I'm at a point now where I could not care less. I haven't really taken the time to block, but at that time I was block, unblock, so I could look, or like fake account like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
No, we don't do that. That's...
Do it for yourself. You're doing yourself a disservice.
I literally unblocked. The only people that get blocked on my page now are like spam, but like I literally couldn't even care less. If you want to have a look at my page and see what I'm doing, it's there for you to look at, but I'm not going to look at you.
And that's
growth. My friends, is growth.
And it is, because you didn't start out like that, right? So now you're at this point.
No, it really came to like one day and I was like, wow, I really haven't looked at that for a while. Like, do I want to look at it? Not really. Okay, moving on. What do I want for dinner?
Like, yeah, love that.
I would tell myself that too. I would tell myself that I'm going to get to that point one day, whether I know it or not at the time. There will be a time where it doesn't even pop into your brain. And I need someone to tell me that I would listen to, even though you guys probably did.
Yeah.
I think I remember that exact conversation of
us. There's going to be a time, though, where he doesn't matter.
You have to get to a point to believe it yourself. Like, no matter what people say to you, it doesn't.
And you need to do things that are going to help you believe that yourself. Got to help yourself. It's number one. No rain, no flowers, ladies.
That's a great quote. It's like your main quote. When I see that quote, I just think about you.
It is, yeah, that's it's true. The slogan for the new thing that I'm doing.
We will touch on that in a second.
Yeah, okay. Like,
we'll definitely circle back to that.
Okay.
If we're allowed to. Okay, so that was the last relo. Now we're going to get into this new exciting chapter of your life.
We're going to talk to you about your love situation now. Compared to last time, a lot has changed, right?
I think I've had like three boyfriends.
A lot has changed. Have I?
I think you've had two boyfriends.
Oh, yeah, but I went back to the first one.
Oh, bing bong. Wait,
bing bong.
Yeah. So, yes, a lot has changed since the last episode. So tell us what's going on.
I took time off dating for a good 11 months.
Or 11.
That's very specific.
It was very specific because I was like, this is like the longest I've been single. And then I like tracked it. And I was like, it's only 11 months. Like, that's not that crazy. I've got friends that have been single for like 5 years, but.
You're like, I can't let it click over to 1 year, 11 months. We're done.
But that would have been a big change for you, right?
It was a big change. But I think, I mean, I was single for longer, but I just started dating someone new. Like, it would have ticked over. I mean, I went 11 months without talking to anyone.
Yeah.
Like, at all. Like I said before, with the psychic, don't go see a psychic when you just need to get your basic needs sorted out. Do not go see a man. Try and date a man unless you know what you want, what you need, what you deserve.
And you're in a good spot mentally.
Yeah.
Great point.
I just kept looking for all these other people and, like, without knowing, like, exactly what I wanted and what I needed. So, yeah, didn't see anyone for 11 months. Then I had a little stint where I started, basically my mum called it like the bachelorette, Isabel's bachelorette. there were a few, but I very quickly sifted through them, and I have, found someone that I really do love more than I've ever loved anyone.
Snap.
Whoa.
Snaps. So this, compared to the past history, all the histories, how is it?
It's very mature.
Good.
very good. Safe, yeah. Mature, stable, which at first I was like, wait.
This feels weird.
You want to talk through a problem that I
We're
have?
Not just going to break up straight away? That's so weird.
I was like, why are you not yelling at me? Like, what's going on? And it took some time to be like, no, this is how it should be, Isabel. Like, I still had to check myself now and then. And, like, I would tap him sometimes and be like, are you real? But, yeah, he's great. He lives in LA. Long distance at the moment.
How's that going?
Yeah, great. I've been home for 2 weeks. I go back on Tuesday. Like,
we'll see your stories. It's in LA, like
back here,
all around.
Yeah, all around. Yeah, I do. I love LA.
How did you guys meet?
Hey, give us the story.
Okay, this is like really funny because he took me to an event in LA with like his really close friends, and they own like a big brand. Like it was quite a big thing for him to take me to. And I was being introduced to all of them. And we have this running joke that we tell people that we met at Trader Joe's, which is like a Woolies or a Coles, and that I was looking at strawberries. And he was like, wait, no, don't get those strawberries, get these ones. And then we fell in love, like in the aisle. That's what like I would tell everyone at this event. But we actually met on Raya. So I feel like that's so embarrassing to say. But then I'm like,
it's the truth.
It's the way the world works today. Yeah, we met on Raya, unfortunately. He's going to hate me for saying that. He is a, like, adamant Trader Joe's, like, supporter. He's like, I will die with that story.
That's a beautiful story. The strawberries, I really liked it.
I've literally pictured it in my head. Like, it's made sense, but no, right. But the first date was, like, I literally, like, got in the car and I was like, I like you. I wasn't even meant to see him that night. I came home off another date. He picked me up.
It's all coming out.
From another date. He was waiting at my house because I'd given him the address, but the first date was running overtime and he was already at my house. I was like, they're going to see each other. So I told the first guy to just drop me off at this restaurant. And I was like, my friend's here. Like pull over here. And then I told this one to meet me there. And it was like literally like in and out.
Not the handover, like a custody.
It was like a full handover. Like the waitress was like, do you want a table? I was like, no, just talk to me for like 20 seconds, please.
That in itself is an iconic story.
Weird that we met on Raya, like, but.
We can all keep it a secret, like, right? It's the strawberries.
Yeah, it's the strawberries. If anyone asks.
The strawberries at Trader Joe's.
Okay, so you're with your new man now, your new man's. When did you have that first let's be exclusive chat? And when would you say if they're starting to see someone new, when is that right time to have that conversation?
You're the perfect person to ask because you're right in the thick of it.
God. Okay. So I'm really proud of how I handled this. I would bring it up as soon as I felt it. And that's what I did. And I brought it up in the way that I wasn't asking for anything from them. I was telling them how I felt. I'm just going to role play it. I basically was like, I feel a certain type of way about you that I don't want to see anyone else and I physically can't see anyone else. Like I've tried and no one, I don't feel comfortable around anyone else. I'm not expecting you not to see anyone else, but if you do, can you let me know? So I know that where we're at, like we're at different places, you know, I'm not asking you to say anything. But normally that kind of prompts them to say something.
You'd hope.
Yeah, you would hope. And then if they don't say anything in response, then you kind of know that you're at a different point.
Take matters into your own hands.
Yeah, there's nothing like you're not asking anything from them that they can't argue with the way you feel. You know, it's the way you feel. So take it or leave it is kind of the option and your answer's going to be done.
I love that. I feel like that puts the power on yourself.
Exactly.
It's like, this is just how I feel.
And I kind of said it because I thought about a situation like if I didn't say this and he did that and I hate, you know, like it hurt me, but I hadn't said anything. He had no, you know, like there was no reason for him not to, you know. So I just did it to get it out of the way, literally as soon as I felt it.
And how did he respond?
He kind of just said that he really respected me for being able to like stand up for my boundaries. You know, and he was like, I've never had a girl be like so open before. And I was like, now you say that, I actually am kind of proud of myself too. Like, I respect myself. Yeah. But yeah, it's on their plate.
Yeah.
I mean, we're dating now. So.
Well, there you go, ladies. You heard it here first. They respect that.
I don't know. As a person, like if you're standing up for what you believe in, you're not asking
and what you
for
feel
anything.
As well. Like you're being honest.
Exactly. Yeah. They can't argue with how you feel.
Yeah.
There's such a common theme with your answers and it's, you're putting yourself and your needs and your mental health first in a respectful way. And that was a theme at the start and it's carried through to this conversation as well. Like, whilst you could sit there and be like, oh, you know, like, I don't want to look like I'm coming off too strong. Like, this is all common conversations we've all had. I don't want to, you know, look like I care too much. I don't want to scare him away. But what you're saying is true. It's, I'm not asking him for anything. You're just saying, this is how I feel. Do you feel the same? If not, all good. We're on the same page.
It's not like, don't sleep with anyone else. It's just like, if you do, just let me know. Okay, like, I'm not, I wouldn't even be mad. Like, I wasn't actually going to be mad if he did. I just wanted him to let me know.
Obviously, new bae. Should we give him a nickname?
Yeah, we like to nickname the men.
I feel like bae is so 2015.
I don't want to hear the word bae.
Bae is giving, yeah, very young.
I don't know where it's coming from. It just hit me today.
Bae's giving, no. I've been single for a while, right? I don't like that.
I'm getting a little bit confused.
What should we name him? You know his name.
Why don't we call him Music Man?
Yeah, but that's like all my exes.
That's actually so true. You're into musicians.
Okay, let's call him LA Man. Let's just keep it simple.
No, we had Mr. LA.
Oh, fuck. It's getting confusing.
Mr. Hollywood?
Ooh. Why is it giving like stars? Mr. Showbiz. Let's just call him Steve. Wait, that's your stepdad's
name. Why is this so hard? Let's call him Mr. Grown Up. He's actually younger than me.
Oh, yeah. He's younger, younger than you. Wow.
But I dad say he's like so much more mature than anyone I've ever dated.
So Mr. Mature, Mr. Grown Up, he lives in LA.
Yeah.
What have you found? You've been frequenting LA for a while before Mr. Grown Up though. You've been going back and forth for a few years. How do you compare the dating scene and I guess like dating culture in the US, specifically LA versus here?
I actually have a really funny story that kind of like,
do share,
like puts that. Explains that perfectly. But I'll start by saying that like Australians are a lot more laid back in nature, just as it is. And the guys like really don't put in effort in courting anyway. Like there is just like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen until they get to a certain age. And then they're like, oh shit, now I'm going to. But like in LA, you literally step outside while you're waiting for an Uber and someone will be hollering at you, like yelling, you know, it's like very black and white. Like we're like, yeah, like, you know, like maybe we'll go up to them when we're drunk. But like, no, LA, sober, drunk, anywhere, like you're going to get approached. Men are very forward. But also the girls, they're, you've heard of like the sprinkle, sprinkle, like mentality. They live and breathe it over there. Like they live and breathe. They'll ask men for money and not feel bad about it. Like I've never done that in my life.
Well, like just give me 10K.
Like, can you send me 10K? Like right now. Like, or I'm not going to talk to you. Like they'll do that.
Maybe we should try it out. We should text the boys now and be like, I tried it out.
I tried it out as a joke. As a joke.
Did you get 10K?
I didn't, but I did get a flight. That was good. Yeah, I got a
maybe
flight.
We need to be a bit more sprinkle, sprinkle. Oh, no, we're not in our toxic era.
I was paying, like, for this, like, my ex's rent and stuff. Like, I really have never been like that. So when I started dating Mr. Grown Up, I remember the first time he left me in his house alone, he was just going to go, like, his PT came, you know, to his house and his gym's in the building and he was like, I'm going to go work out. Like you can sleep in. And normally like as soon as he wake up, I'd leave, you know, and I kind of just leave anyway. I don't like being in their business, but I was feeling comfortable. He was feeling comfortable. He was like, sleep in. And I was like, okay, I will. And he came back and he had left his jewelry out on the table, like next to the bed. And I obviously didn't even notice, like could not care less. You know, and he came back and he was like, oh, thank God it's still here. I was like, what?
Who do you think I am?
Exactly. He was like, I'm not going to lie. Like, it was like a big thing for me to leave you in my house alone. It's so common for girls to take things.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, what were you going to do if I did? I was like, I actually didn't even notice. I didn't even look for that shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, how is that even a thing? But I feel like that, like, kind of.
Right. So it's a bit more surface level, you think.
Very surface level and very hard to sift between. Like, it's fun and stuff at the start.
Right.
Yeah.
But the guys put more integrity, do you think, in courting?
I think they put more effort in superficially, yeah.
Right. Like, I'll fly you out. I'll do this. Absolutely. Like, big dick energy, but not actually.
I mean.
Is it just for like, let's just be, is it for like sex?
I think it's for sex.
Yeah, okay.
Or like if you're an attractive girl, they just want, like, it's just a thing. Like guys take girls out to make themselves look good. And girls go out with the guys to get shit. So it's very like that over there.
The rumors are true.
Rumors are confirmed.
Transactional town. It can be.
Like, yeah, I've found like good people over there, but
well, obviously as well, you've found someone who's not like that.
Yeah, but like, how crazy is that? I was like, thank God it's still here. I was like, what do you mean?
You've hired removalists.
Right, but then I've spoken to girls that I've met like in the bathroom on a girl's night out and they're like, I'm like, oh, like I love your necklace. And like, thank you. I stole it from this guy.
Oh, whoa.
Wow. So like, yeah, just very much like that.
And they're like, yeah, I take something every time I stay at a guy's house.
Oh my God. I actually went through a klepto phase. Do you remember that when I used to steal shit?
I remember.
That's not on the same level though.
No, I would steal like a cup or like something random. I know. But yeah, no, I used to steal like random funny memorabilia pieces.
Not like Cartier bracelet.
Yeah, like I think I took like a flag and like some random
diamond,
shit.
Like everything.
Oh yeah. My God.
I sent him a video of me feeding his pet and like making like the food look really cute. And like, and then I left and then he was like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I really thought you were going to steal my shit. And he was like, and then he just sent me a video of you feeding.
Who is this girl?
Yeah, he was literally like, I knew when that happened. And I was like, that's what it took. Like, after everything, like, that's what it took.
So for anyone who wants to date in LA, take the opposite approach of what?
I mean, if you want money, they'll give you money. But I just don't.
Depends what you're in for.
Exactly. Depends what you're looking for.
Like one of those books where you choose your ending. You know?
Adventure book. Do you want to go watch the sunset on the beach? Nobu? Nobu for like superficial conversation and lychee martinis? Or do you want to go to Laguna, sit on the beach in the sand and watch the sunset?
Both sound fantastic.
I learned that you can't do that Nobu with the guy that takes you to the beach and watch the sunset.
Right.
To watch the sunset. It's not the same. Yeah, you got to pick.
I see. We do an episode every month called Ask GC and people send in their dilemmas. So we had one come through and I thought you'd be the perfect person to answer this question. Can you share your tips on becoming a confident girly? I have been single for nearly 4 months now and I think I'm ready to start flirting and having fun. I find flirting with guys can be so awkward as I just don't put in a whole lot of effort. I'm also from a small town where everyone seems to be connected, so this often deters me from trying to flirt with people. Can you give me some tips on how to be more confident and draw people in?
I love that. I just got told that I was the most flirty person that my friend knew.
I think I didn't even realize.
Yeah, I agree.
I didn't even realize. And then I thought about it and I was like, yeah, no, I see it. So we broke it down together, actually. I kind of don't really care. And that kind of gives confidence. That kind of translates into confidence. So if you're at a bar and there's a guy there and you're feeling intimidated by him, there's kind of like no reason for that to be the case. Like you're there, you're a girl. He probably would benefit from you, you know, rather than you benefiting from him. So you have to kind of, it sounds a little bit toxic, but put yourself on the pedestal and then act accordingly. Don't break eye contact. Wear something that you feel comfortable in. Like, you know, when like you're getting ready for like a night out and everyone's like, just wear that, you know, like we've got to go. No, take your time. Wear something that you're only going to feel good in.
We're in the bar, right? You set the scene. We're there. There's a hottie.
What's the opening line?
If she's approaching him. I saw this video on TikTok and I've done the exact same thing. I've gone up to a guy, been like, what are you drinking? And then he's been like, I'm a mojito. And then you turn to the bartender, say, 2 mojitos. Buy him the drink. Normally, I've done this so many times. He'll normally buy them, but if he doesn't, just buy it, slide it over, walk off. Guaranteed to approach you.
Walk away.
Walk away. They have to feel like they can't have you. Whether it's for 5 minutes, whether it's for 2 weeks, they can't have you. Also, do not ever, ever text first. Don't watch their stories. If you're like you're in like the start of dating them, quick replies are a no-no, full stop. It's just how the psychology works. I mean, I've done it for the last, I don't know, when I started dating into every single one and I had to break it off with all of them.
Unavailable, would you say?
Yeah. Unavailable, even if it's hurting you to be unavailable, it's always going to work.
Right. So still focusing on the things that matter in your life, not just changing your whole life for them. He wants to have a random last minute date on Wednesday.
You can't do that.
And it's Tuesday and you're like, you have to book me 7 days in advance. I'm actually with the girls. Even if you're not with the girls, you book a girls dinner that night.
Yeah. And if it takes you booking something else just to fill that night, then do it.
Yeah.
You know?
They do love the chase.
That'll make you feel more confident too.
Knowing that you're in control, right? Because again, this comes back to you taking charge of how you feel and this makes you feel better.
Yeah. Even like the drinks, like the drink ordering, you're in control. Be in a situation where you are in control. Make yourself that a priority. And then you'll come across as confident. You'll feel more confident. And then the guys will probably act accordingly.
I also love what you said about the outfit thing, about dressing in something, taking that extra bit of time to make yourself feel really confident in how you look. Yeah. We had even spoken previously about comfy outfit theory. It was this whole thing on TikTok how girls, if you went out in a pair of sweats with like nice hair and makeup, you felt really comfortable. You would actually get hit on more than girls who were wearing like, you know, clubbing dresses and stuff. And the whole thing is that you seem a bit more approachable. But I think as well, it could be because you're so comfortable and you're so confident in what you're wearing.
Oh, for sure. If you're feeling your best is in a hoodie, then wear a hoodie. My thing is like, I have to be in tight pants and a crop. Whenever I'm in like a mini dress or something, I like don't feel 100% Isabel.
You know what works.
Yeah, I know what works for me. And if a hoodie and, you know, a t-shirt work for you, then wear that for sure.
Gee, I love walking away after a drink. I've never heard that.
Walk away.
Love it.
Leave them wanting more.
Have you not watched, what's the, hey, pretty baby with the high heels on, that music video? And she's literally just walking away from him the whole time. Michael Jackson. What's the song? You're the one for the... Watch that video and act like her.
Okay.
That's so old school for me to bring in. But yeah, I used to watch that and be like, I'm her. I'm walking away.
She's your alter ego. We actually just spoke. It would have been the episode before this about
last week.
Identifying like an alter ego and being like, what would she do in this situation? You know, you could apply it here, like Beyonce, I said in the last one, Sasha Fierce, right? You could have your alter ego for when you go out and be like, I think Beyonce or whoever, and you step out and you're like, I am confident to talk to guys. Yeah. I am this, I am that.
Yeah, fake it till you make it.
Yes.
Who's your alter ego?
No, mine's just like overly confident. Like I used to like... before I was in a relationship, I would come back from the bathroom after like going over and talking to guys to like a crop. They sent over a crock and bush. You know, those things on MasterChef, like the
best
profiteroles. They sent over like a full crock and bush.
Who the fuck sends a crock and bush?
And I was like, I literally just said hello.
Snaps.
Like, right? But I just said hello.
Making that first step is like such a show of confidence as well as the girl, you know?
Yeah. I think it's different for like long-term things. Like if it's just to get your confidence up, then like, yeah, approach first. If you kind of see something a bit more, it's a different approach.
Like what you said about the LA dating scene, you just spoke out the sprinkle, sprinkle. You can get a bill paid if you wanted to, but you met this guy and you knew instant, like you wanted to take it a different route. So you didn't take the sprinkle, sprinkle route that you could have taken if you wanted to.
But I'm not going to be happy like that.
It doesn't fulfill you, but on a night out with the girl.
Yeah. If I want to get my confidence up.
Get a bit of validation.
Yeah, why not?
And the bill paid with a crock and push.
I've never heard of that term before.
I was like, what the fuck is that?
I actually would not be able to stop laughing if someone sent a crock and bush to the table.
I didn't. And my friends were sitting there and they were both like,
that is so awkward.
That is so desperate, those guys. So
like, crock and bush.
Please, please take my crock and bush.
And it had like the honeycomb around it, like spiraled.
What?
First of all, I'm taking that home, obviously.
Doggy bag.
Can I get 3 takeaway boxes?
What does he think was going to happen after delivering a crock and bush?
There is no action that happens after a crock and bush.
I'm not smashing.
I'm going to be bloated.
I'm gluten intolerant. Yeah, no, it's not. If there's any guys listening.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Maybe like a bottle of
champagne. They were like
champagne.
50. Like it was funny.
Oh, I think bottle of champagne.
Or like even just like a drink.
Yeah.
Just a few.
Or a small cash deposit.
Small cash deposit of 20,000.
What's next for you? I know you're working on something exciting. Do you want to share with the community what's going on?
I'm working on a few different things, but the most exciting one is Sunflower Avenue. So we're doing outerwear. It's going to develop like as we grow. We've got tarot cards and heat packs, ones that are like help self-adhesive, all natural because I've got endometriosis, and then everything kind of we've got a community page as well that you can choose which charity your donation goes to with your purchase. And they're all female focused. Or the brand's whole ethos is no rain, no flowers, women focused. It's going to be really great. Basically who I am in a brand.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
it's going to be really good.
I feel like it's an extension of you and the Sunflower Babies community.
Exactly.
That you've grown. You know what they want. You know what they need. And you can provide that for them, which I think is really cool. I also saw the tarot cards and they're so sick.
They are really cool. We had an artist from Berlin. We commissioned one that I really liked. We did it all. And the hoodie is actually my favorite thing. I have No Rain, No Flowers tatted here. And the hoodie has it in the exact same spot, like printed. So yeah, it's like a nice like little mental health cute reminder.
I love that. Thank you for the sneak peek. I know you haven't really posted about it yet on your main.
Not yet. I will. I'll spam you soon. Don't worry.
Well, that's so exciting. Congrats.
Thanks.
Okay, well, I think that's it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for coming on. This has been such a nice episode in comparison to like the growth.
It has been. It's really nice to sit in the chair again. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for being our first return guest.
I'll do it three times.
Let's go for three.
Maybe we should just do a check-in.
I'll make it 2 years next time. Let's do a year.
Yeah, like every year we check back in.
Yeah.
It's like a life update for you.
Maybe we'll come to LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, come to
LA. We'll come to LA.
Oh my God.
Ooh. Yes. And hopefully there's a Crockenbush.
Yeah.
I can't get over it. I really can't stop thinking about it.
I think I need to see a visual of it.
But yeah, thank you so much. You can check Belle's socials out. We'll link everything down below. If you want to join Sunflower Babies, we'll also put a link down below so you can join the community, get involved. And if you want to check out, keep up to date with Belle's new exciting brand launch, you can follow her socials, which is obviously linked down below.
So we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.